for your business.
Tweet us at 97.7ESPN.
97.7.
That's 977-ESPN.
The updates were always short, under 140 characters.
The Tennessee Valley's home of ESPN Radio is 97.7 The Zone.
Welcome back to Talking Ball. What a pleasure that was. We want to thank Don Jacobs of Oneonta High School, head coach of the Redskins, done a great job in his six seasons as the football coach there. Been to three Super Six championship games, won it all in 2013. One of the best programs in the state of Alabama, and he took his time out today from lining the practice fields to come on and cool off and be on our show. We want to thank Coach Jacobs for being on with us, and we are going to be honored to be joined here now by on the Neighbors Wealth Management Hotline here on 97.7 The Zone by his star linebacker. He said he had a linebacker coming back, as I said, going into the break, and that linebacker is Riley Cole, one of the best players in the state of Alabama and a recent commitment to the University of Alabama, and we want to welcome him to Talking Ball on Crimson Tide Tuesday. Riley, how are you?
I'm doing good. How are you?
Doing well, man. And I did you just come off the practice field?
No, this is our off week, so I'm
So you do get a little bit of a reprieve for the nation's holiday, but obviously we were thrilled to have Coach Jacobs on, and he was talking about the program that he has built at Oneonta and the culture that's been started there, and you've been a part of that for your entire high school career. And talk about first of all, what it's been like to be a part of his program.
I mean, it's been great. He pushes us like nobody else, and he's probably one of the best coaches in the state of Alabama right now. And I think it's really going to help me in the long run having him as our coach.
Yeah, no doubt about it. And obviously, you've been a great player there, and you were part of, as a young player, of a state championship run. And I know you're trying to now be a leader on your football team going into your final season as a Redskin. But talk about what you've learned in your journey as a player for Oneonta.
Well, I mean, Coach really emphasizes like life lessons and like always pushing yourself to do the best. And like, even when nobody's watching, always do your best, because it's just going to help you out. And, you know, just like stuff like that.
Yeah, absolutely. And you've, and honestly, as a prospect yourself, I mean, as you've developed as a player and as part of a great football team, you've just kind of tell the listeners, you've obviously played a little bit on both sides of the football during your career at Oneonta, and just talk about your journey as a player and getting to this point.
Well, I started my sophomore year, but I had a hip injury, so I didn't really come maybe the end of the season. But I started for a few games. And my freshman year, I played a little bit, but like, I was just like trying to learn the system and just get in when I could. But then my junior year, I started both ways and a long snap.
Wow.
And and then I'll be doing the same thing this year.
And obviously, you're a very versatile prospect. I know when you and we'll go into your journey to get to this point, to committing to Alabama, but have the Alabama coaches, obviously they know that you've played on both sides of the football, and is it just defense they've spoken to you about, or have they talked about the aspect that you're talented enough to long snap, which is a very underrated skill, by the way, and then obviously it tied in for you?
Yeah, they just talked to me about defense, and they want me to long snap too.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't say anything about offense.
Mm-hmm. And obviously, you've been one of these guys that in the recruiting process, it always happens every year when someone is like yourself, who's continued to get better, and as you said, has overcome a slight injury. You had a big junior year, but when the camp process is always in the combine situation has become a big part of the recruiting saga and journey. And I know this spring and summer has been very big for you. Just kind of talk about, first of all, becoming getting the MVP in Atlanta at that combine.
The combine part of it, I really wasn't having a good day. It was rainy.
Mm-hmm.
It was storming, and it was really cold. But I just stunk it up the first part. But then I knew, I can do better because I knew I could do better. And all the other 4 and 5 stars were there, so I figured I was underrated anyway. And once we started going, I was like, okay, well, I can do this. And I just went out and did my thing.
And were you surprised to get the MVP?
Yeah, at the end I was. I really wasn't expecting it.
And obviously that was big for you, and you used it as a springboard, because when I really first started hearing about you was in the month of May, and then you went to camp at the University of Alabama, and you did a really good job. But kind of talk about that camp experience and being able to work in front of the Alabama coaching staff.
I mean, it was a great experience. I love the way Coach Kirby Smart coached me. It kind of reminds me of how I'm being coached here too, and I just fell in love with it.
And did you, when you were being, as this process has been unfolding, what all schools were recruiting you up to the point of when you went to the combine and when you camped at Alabama?
Well, I mean, I had a lot of schools recruiting me, Alabama, Auburn, Mississippi State, Kentucky, Wake Forest, West Kentucky, Middle Tennessee, people like that. I only had one offer from South Alabama during spring, and that was it.
Mm-hmm.
And then through the summer, it was the week after the Bama camp, Wake Forest offered me, and then the next day Alabama offered me, so I just had to commit right then.
Yeah, and obviously when you committed, when Alabama offered, you committed quickly. Did you grow up a fan of the Crimson Tide, or was it just more of a fact of what you liked about your experience working with the Alabama coaching staff and the camp, or was it a combination?
I really didn't grow up a fan of, any school. I just loved watching football. And just the fact that I had the opportunity to play for, one of the biggest football programs in the nation, I mean, I was going to take advantage of it.
Mm-hmm. And just kind of talk about what they put you through at Alabama's football camp. I know it's one of the best camps in the country. We've always heard about a guy like Ronnie Harrison last year, who was committed to North Carolina and who was thought to be a really good prospect, but he put on a show and became one of the most heavily recruited guys in Alabama's camp, and really used that as a springboard to become one of the best safeties in the country. You're using your springboard to become one of the best prospects in the state of Alabama, but just kind of talk about what Kirby Smart, how he coached you. You talked about liking working under him. What did they put you through at Alabama that you obviously did very, very well?
Yeah, well, they put us through a lot of footwork drills, and I figured I can excel really good at that because it's just pushing myself to do it. And then the mental part of it, they actually taught us some plays, and we had to use that when we went into 7-on-7. And I think I did really well in that. And I think Coach Kirby Smart really liked that.
And obviously you had excellent feedback from him. What did he tell you about your game and overall what he liked?
He really liked my speed of the game. He liked my lateral speed and how I can play. I'm very versatile. I can play outside or inside.
Mm-hmm. And did he talk about – have they talked – it's obviously really early in the process with you and your development as a player, but did Coach Smart kind of tell you where you project inside or outside at Alabama?
Yeah, they want me to play inside.
And obviously, what did you and when you were tested at the camp? What was your height and weight?
I was 6'3", 211.
Nice. And did you run the 40 or do any of that other kind of thing?
Yeah, I ran a 4.66 in my 40.
Mm-hmm. And obviously, they feel like as they develop you, you'll get even better and even faster. And What do you envision yourself as far as in the future? I know you've now that you've committed to Alabama, it's got to be very exciting for you, and you're focusing on your senior season. But you can't help but kind of think about the future at Alabama. Where do you see yourself in 4 to 5 years?
Like, what do you mean, like size wise?
Yeah, I think as a player. I mean, you want to because when you choose a school, you're obviously very comfortable with that and very comfortable being in the program. But where do you see yourself?
Well, I mean, I can see myself like eventually earning a starting job, but that's kind of all up to me once I get there on how hard I work.
Mm-hmm. And I know being a part of Don Jacobs' program, like you said, he's been able to teach you life lessons and how to work. And you got to believe that being a part of his program, that's going to help you be successful. He obviously has told, I'm sure, his team some stories. He was part of Coach Bear Bryant's program when they were very successful, much like Nick Saban's program now. So it's got to be exciting for you to be able to take that next step.
Yes, it is.
And now for you as a senior, what is your goals for your football team? Obviously, you guys are coming off a 9-3 season. You were part of the state championship season. As you said, you started some games. But what are your expectations as a senior now, as a leader of the football team and the returning starter at linebacker? You're going to be one of the focal points of your football team.
Yeah, we just need to come together, like, as a team. And, I mean, sky's the limit for us if we can do that.
And I know you're individually, you've gotten better as a player, and you've done very well on the combine circuit. But what you're doing right now individually to get better as a player and improve going into your senior year. What are you wanting to improve on the most?
Well, I am wanting to get faster and put on a little more weight and get stronger. But that's like the main things I'm focused on.
And finally, with Alabama and the recruiting process, you've been able to talk one-on-one with Nick Saban. A lot of people don't get to experience that. And you're starting to build a relationship with Kirby Smart, Nick Saban, and Mel Tucker. But kind of talk about the relationships you're building with Alabama staff and individually. What are your relationships like at this point?
I mean, they're building right now. Like, I'm still getting to know everybody. But I feel like it's going to be a good relationship because I'm going to start going down there a lot.
Mm-hmm. And obviously, and who is your lead recruiter for Alabama? Is it Mel Tucker?
Yes, it is.
And as far as the Alabama Nation, when they're getting to know him just like you are, he's come from the NFL, from the Chicago Bears, also defensive coordinator for the Jacksonville Jaguars and the Cleveland Browns. What's it been like getting to know him? What kind of coach is he?
I don't really know him from a coaching standpoint, but I think he's a great guy. I've gotten to know him really well the past few weeks.
Mm-hmm. And talk about you've already mentioned Kirby Smart. What is he? There's a very good chance he's going to be your position coach, and he obviously coached you at the camp. It's early in that process as well. But what's your relationship been like with Kirby? And what do you like most about working with Coach Smart?
I mean, I really think he's a great guy, and I like the way he coaches because he pushes you, but he's a great teacher. I like how he teaches it to me, and I just really enjoyed that at the camp.
Mm-hmm. And obviously getting to meet Nick Saban had to be a thrill, going into his office, being one of the best coaches, in my opinion, of all time in the history of the game. That's what he's going to go down as. And you get a chance to be a part of his program. What was that like, and what's it been like being able to interact with Coach Saban?
I mean, it's been great. It's like it's surreal because it don't feel like it's really happened, but it did.
Mm-hmm.
And it's really exciting.
Yeah, it really is. Well, Riley, man, we want to thank you for joining us on Talking Ball. We know you're very busy. Again, you're getting a week off here, but really you probably still are working and grinding. There's no off season in football much anymore. If you want to be the best, especially with the part of the program that you are with the Oneonta Redskins, a key cog in a championship program for Don Jacobs, and now getting a chance to follow your dream on the next level and be committed to the University of Alabama. But we want to thank you for taking about 15 minutes with us today on Talking Ball, and we appreciate you joining us. And good luck in your senior season, and we hope to see you down the road and speak with you again. Thank you.
All right, thank you.
Thank you very much. That's Riley Cole, inside linebacker commitment, 148 tackles as a junior for the Oneonta Redskins, has had a big spring and summer to vault into one of the best prospects in the state of Alabama, has been able to commit to the University of Alabama. As he said, he's 6'3", 211 pounds, runs under a 4.7 40, around a 4.65. So an excellent young prospect, and we look forward to him having a big year for Don Jacobs and the Redskins, and seeing him down the road playing for the Crimson Tide at the Capstone. We want to thank him for joining us, and we're going to go on a break here on Talking Ball, another quick hour, almost in the books. Stay with us.